Good morning, and welcome to Morning Magazine. This is Michael Klisch, our first guest, the authors of Evansville, Then and Now, Ruth Ann Montgomery. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
And John Ailey. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And this is a book of incredible photographs of over the history of the city. Are we safe to say that?
Yes, we are.
All right. How'd you do? Where'd you come up with all this stuff?
Well, we had been working on a lot of interviews with Vietnam veterans, World War II veterans, Depression area, and we decided that we would put this book together of pictures from Evansville's past, and then take a look at those same buildings and scenes from the same angle as they are now, mm-hmm. and to see how the city had changed and how it had stayed the same
over the course of
course of 109 years.
Yeah, so I don't get the connection, quite frankly. You were talking to some veterans from Vietnam era,
mm-hmm.
and you got the idea to do this book on the whole.
Well, we had a strong interest in history, John, as a native of mm-hmm. Evansville. And
you're not.
I'm not.
Well, how did you get involved?
Well, I came to Evansville in 1976.
Well, gee, isn't that close enough? 35 years.
35 years, yeah. Doesn't seem that long.
Yeah, no, well.
And I started out researching houses because the city was getting a National Register nomination together for mm-hmm. About 20-some blocks of Evansville, the original plat of the village of Evansville. And they were looking for history of buildings and houses. And so I started doing the research, and I've never stopped.
Yeah. Fun, isn't it? Yeah.
I think Ruth Ann is being modest. She is, in fact, Evansville's historian. And there's no one who knows more about Evansville history than Ruth Ann. So our getting together, and we've known each other for years, but she just let me tag along on a project that was, and of course I was delighted, but we both are very interested in the history of that fine town, and but Ruth Ann is Evansville's historian.
Yeah, well, and after 35 years, can we call her a native?
I do.
Why not? Why not? Okay. the photographs, where did they come from?
Well, part of them came from my collection because I've been collecting historic postcards and photographs for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get them?
I buy them at estate sales or on
the
eBay.
The hard way.
Yeah. Yeah. Or at auctions.
Yeah.
And occasionally someone will give me photographs because they know I'm interested. And then my friend John Willoughby has been collecting for a number of years. And there's a young man by the name of Declan Every who has started processing his grandfather's negatives, and he had over 2,000 negatives of Evansville scenes and so forth. So, and then the Eager Free Public Library has a history room there, and they have photographs in the Rock County Historical Society. So there have been any number of ways that I've been able to collect the photographs and put them
mm-hmm.
together.
The hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's but obviously it paid off. You've got some mm-hmm. beautiful stuff in here.
Thank you.
I just, you know, you can open this to most any page. I just opened it up. The Union Bank, it's got four photographs starting in, well, I'm not sure when this first one was taken. The first Union Bank, mm-hmm. which may be the best one of all, quite frankly, but it was on the corner of Main Street and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was remodeled, became the Union Bank and Trust. Well, originally it was the Bank of Evansville, I should say. Then it was the Union Bank and Trust. This is the second one here, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very. Now, what era was this? Oh, 1950s. Mm-hmm. I was going to say 1930s. It's got mostly the way the writing is on the Union Bank and Trust mm-hmm. Company. That reminds me more of the 30s, 40s. But it was, well, early 50s. We're not too far mm-hmm. out of that. And then, again, remodeled. And are they what's this last one? 1968. A store torn down for the bank to expand. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. The block still there. The mailbox made it through most of it. But that's the kind of book this is. A building transitioning, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. over the course of years. The houses, as I remember that section, they're all pretty much still there, and some beautiful houses in that town.
There are beautiful houses, and I think the main reason that Evansville looks the way it does today is that we had wonderful architect builders working in the city in the 1800s, and then there was great stability in the community. We never really had those deep depressions and those high, growth times.
Mm-hmm. Never had your real estate values double in 5 years or something like that?
That just didn't happen no. there. And I think...
Which is a blessing when they are cut in half mm-hmm. in 5 years.
Yeah. And we have to, credit our strong agricultural mm-hmm. Community, too, for the stability. Because without the... farmers who were doing so well and have done well over the years, the businessmen wouldn't have been able to survive in the community. And so you've got this long history of stability in the community. And so the houses have been well maintained and they're beautiful.
Ruthann, it might be an opportunity to plug the potential next book.
Yeah.
The next book?
We are looking at doing one on sort of a then and now in the agricultural community.
And oh, really? The farms?
The farms and the changes in the farming area.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working, and John's been doing most of this, working to get groups of farmers together who have been there for a long period of time and talk to them about the changes from the time that they started farming until today.
That could be very interesting. Then and now, and maybe a couple in between, there's been a lot of changes going back to, because they were farming how long ago in the Evansville area?
Well, they started actually in 1839.
Yeah.
Right the away. First people to yeah. settle were farmers. And many of the homes that are in the city and were in the village actually had, 10 or more acres of land that they farmed. And there were barns. There are still a lot of barns in the
really?
City.
Yeah.
That are now used for garages or storage areas or something.
Carriage houses?
Carriages houses, yeah. Yes, with the haymows up
yeah.
above.
And yeah.
The house that I grew up in on First Street had a hay chute.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of mangers, and the upstairs was used as a hay barn. So my great-grandfather, Will Patterson, had a couple of horses that he kept in town. And then, of course, the family farm
mm-hmm.
was
yeah.
out in Greene County. So, yeah, we kind of grew up with that kind of transitioning,
yeah.
Which was very interesting.
Yeah, well, that was the whole country. New England, they turned them into houses, into homes. A very popular home style, an old carriage house. They're hard to find. They've all been either torn down or turned into some beautiful homes. A lot of space, a lot of potential in a building like that. And in those days, too, it wasn't looked at as... something you keep away from everything else. It's sort of like a garage is today, mm-hmm. almost, pretty much. So,
mm-hmm.
Interesting. How far are you along on that one?
Well, we've been collecting photographs, and John has been talking to people. And
you got to get their permission to go out on the farm and
do the photography.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we still have a very... strong agricultural presence
mm-hmm.
in Union Township, which is where Evansville is centered. The family farm is still an important thing in the area, I think.
People are extremely interested in the history of their towns, wherever they are.
Yeah.
It just takes somebody like Ruth Ann to start digging around, and pretty soon, as she says, people are giving her things and telling her things. And one of the best experiences that came out of our project together was just walking around the city and comparing notes on who lived in certain houses, what businesses used to be in these downtown facilities.
Yeah.
And it was, I actually knew a couple of things that Ruth Ann didn't, which really surprised me. but that was an enriching experience.
Yeah, it's amazing that what people do know or do remember. Mm-hmm. I've been at different events around the area where there'll be a photograph, and I'll happen to be standing there with someone that I'll start talking to, and, this was the original such and such, which is now this, and the whole story, who lived there and why they moved, and it's incredible how much information. And the thing is, you've got to gather it before it's too late, or you've lost it. Then you have to speculate or whatever, but that's the reason they're trying to get all of these World War II veterans to put their memoirs down. In fact, they're after the Vietnam veterans now, because they're getting into their 60s to put it down on paper so it isn't lost.
And the Forgotten War, which is the Korean War veterans,
War is
which
another one.
John and I put together Korean War veterans interviews. So they have some wonderful stories to tell, and I think especially the World War II veterans who... And the others, too, who went to war and then came home and led rather ordinary lives, and extraordinary stories that they have to tell and are willing to tell now most of the time about their war experiences. Mm-hmm. And they need to be told.
Yeah. I've mentioned this on the air many times, but I was somewhat impressed by this. Lee Marvin, the actor, he wanted to be buried at Arlington. On his gravestone, it says Lee Marvin, Corporal, United States Marines, 1942 to 1945. That's all it says. That's all any of the gravestones say. But the greatest, the thing he was most proud of in his life was his time as a United States Marine in World War II. Yeah. We're getting off track here.
It's easy.
Yeah, I know. Let's take a quick break, and then let's get back to Evansville. We'll bring you in for the next book. We'll do that one. We're going to pause for a quick update on the weather. This forecast brought to you by the Velveteen Rabbit Bookshop and Guest House in downtown Fort Atkinson. You can go online at velveteenrabbitbookshop.com for details about the guest house, and they do have Evansville, if I'm not mistaken. I believe I talked to Marie about that. We're looking at partial sunshine developing today. There is a slight chance for a shower or a storm developing. It's going to be warm, a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for scattered showers and storms down to 72, and pretty much the same for Tuesday, partial sunshine, then clearing with another chance for a storm or a shower, and a high of 87. It's 76 degrees already at WFAW.
Love where you live, and if that's Wisconsin, visit the Velveteen Rabbit Bookshop for amazing books for kids about our state, plus Wisconsin Jeopardy stickers, coloring books, pocket guides, and more. Take them along in your summer road trips. Short on time? Hop online at velveteenrabbitbookshop.com to order books, catch up on local authors, events, and more at the Velveteen Rabbit in Fort Atkinson.
I seriously can't believe you're going to do this.
Hey, man, believe it.
Look, I know you'll learn stuff that'll help you with a job in engineering, but Buddy, listen, once you walk through those doors,
Look, I'm still going to be here at home.
Huh?
I'm going to keep my job, work full time, hang out with you, and be a soldier.
I don't get it.
You're completely clueless about the National Guard, aren't you?
The National Guard is a unique opportunity and a unique experience. You're a soldier. You serve your community as well as your country. You train part-time close to home. And you do it all while you work or attend college full-time.
Look at you. Now you're even thinking about it. You're going to walk in with me, aren't you?
All right, wipe that smile off your face.
Oh, come on. You know you want to come in.
Take the first steps to building your career while serving your community and country part-time. Start at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Career politicians have made a mess of this great state. Hi, folks. I'm Mark Newman, a conservative running for governor. I love Wisconsin. My first job was working on a farm where I learned conservative values. My family isn't in politics. My supporters aren't special interest groups in Madison and Milwaukee. I'm a business owner. I can see Wisconsin is in trouble, so I've written a business plan to turn Wisconsin around. It's not a 30-second soundbite. It's a real plan. It cuts spending by over $2 billion and repeals the Doyle tax increases. It creates 300,000 new Wisconsin jobs, and it shows how a Mark Newman administration will cut property taxes. It's similar to the plan we used 12 years ago when I was in Congress. I fought so hard to cut spending back then that my own Republican leaders kicked me off the Appropriations Committee. But I kept fighting. Others joined me. We balanced the budget and we passed the biggest tax cut in American history. Folks, this is Mark Newman. Now's our chance. This is the election. Let's choose a governor who will fight for Wisconsin's forgotten middle class. Paid for by Mark Newman for governor, Matt Newman treasurer.
And welcome back to Morning Magazine. Michael Klisch, we're talking to Ruth Ann Montgomery and John Ely. And why is it that you were here?
To talk about...
Oh, your book. That's
yes.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this wonderful collection, Ellenville Photograph. Oh, the movie theaters. Yes. I haven't seen a movie theater like that since I was a kid.
It's kind of art deco.
Yeah, yeah, it's a beauty. It's just, you know, as I said earlier, you can open up this book to any page and you're going to find something that is real. All city service, this gas station all decorated for Christmas looks like. Those were the days. There's somebody checking a guy's oil here or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I don't know. It really is a fabulous collection of photographs. East Main Street, the one we open up to, looks like it's dirt.
It was.
And wires strung all over the place. Those were the days. Women in long dresses, horse-drawn carriages, all the men wearing suits, which I guess they put on before they went to town in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Then and now. Mm-hmm. The now is not all that now. The now is, it seems to me, I don't remember too many really contemporary photos in here. But it's over the years.
There are several pages of transitions
yeah.
of buildings, like
very
with the bank yeah. building that yeah. we were talking about. But most of the, what are really now pictures, were taken in the fall of 1990 by
mm-hmm.
John.
Okay.
2009. Oh,
yeah.
I am.
You're skipping years.
Okay.
I sometimes talk in the 1800s with my.
These are the transitional ones that that's where they pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Some beautiful buildings. How many have you lost over the years? Do you know?
Well, we lost the McGee Opera House, which was a very sad loss, I think, because there are not many of those opera houses left. It was a beautiful two-story building.
When did that go?
In the 1960s. Mm. It was actually before people started thinking.
Before there was a preservation, before there
yes.
was a historic landmarks. I don't think we had those. Yeah. That would have saved something like that. It's really
mm-hmm.
too bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen Jefferson County, the old courthouse. Now I'm sure it didn't fit their needs, but they didn't have to tear it down.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful building.
Stoughton saved theirs, and it has become really a cultural center. And
great idea.
And it's a gorgeous space if you ever get a chance.
Yeah. Even if you just turn it into condos or something, at least you've still got the building there. Turning it into something like that, of course, would certainly be preferable.
One of the things that occurred to me when I was taking the now photographs was how few trees there were in the original, in the then photographs.
Yeah.
And as I reframed these houses and buildings, of course the downtown didn't have any trees, but in the residential area of Evansville, there are so many more trees now. And it occurred to me on the way over today that what probably had happened is that these people had just gotten done clearing farmland and clearing land in what was originally called the Grove.
Yeah.
That was Evansville's first name. So they weren't all that crash hot on trees.
Yeah. There's a tree. Let's cut it down. Yeah.
It's something that needs to be maintained.
Yeah.
But now Evansville, that main street, which used to be lined with elms and obviously
no longer. And stuff like that. Yeah.
Trees are a real presence now, and they just didn't seem to be then.
A change in attitude. Clearing the land, that was the first thing they had to do. And if a tree was in the way, it went. Of course, they weren't hard to find in those days either.
No.
So, at any rate, Evansville, then and now, available bookstores?
It's available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon and your local bookstore.
At Velveteen Rabbit.
And in Evansville, it's available at the pharmacy and at Ace Hardware and the Antique Mall, and also at Rock and Rolls, a little restaurant in Evansville.
Wow. You got it covered.
And at the museum, the Baker Office Museum in Evansville.
You might want to talk about where the money is going to go.
That's right. The proceeds from the sale of the book is going to the Baker Office Museum.
Wonderful. Have you talked to the Horde Museum here in town?
I have been there, but I haven't.
This is the kind of
them.
Book they like to carry.
Okay.
I think they're closed on Mondays, but give them a call, see if they'd be interested.
I will do that. Thank
you. And, of course, the Velveteen Rabbit has an excellent selection of Wisconsin books like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or by Wisconsin authors or about Wisconsin, so they're always looking for a book like this. And especially these old photographs, and particularly if it's about a town that you're familiar with, even slightly, makes a difference. And we are just about out of time. I want to thank you both for coming in. It's a beautiful book, and we're looking for the next one.
All right. And we don't have a timeline on it yet, but within the next couple of years.
This one just came out, right?
Right.
Give yourself a break. No sense in pushing it. But I got to tell you this, the cover. Who did that?
John did the now photograph, and the then photograph is from one of the postcards.
All right. And the coloring and everything?
That was the publisher. Arcadia Publishing did the
They apparently
did the
liked
colorizing.
What you did, and I think it's a beautiful cover.
Thank you.
Attracts your attention. And this is the same piece as this Main Street?
Yes, it is. It's West Main Street.
West Main Street. We've got, what year?
The early photograph is probably from the 1950s.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Could be earlier. Could be 40s easily. Looking at these cars, I'd say they're mostly from the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
But we were still driving 40s cars in
the 50s. Yes.
So that doesn't really mean that much.
Mm-hmm.
Kroger, this is the corner store, huh?
Corner store, and it's still there. It's one of the oldest buildings in Evansville, 1855.
Beautiful.
It was built.
All right. And, again, thank you both very much. Good luck with this, and let me know about the next one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Morning Magazine. Stay tuned. We're going to break for the news and a few messages. We'll be back.
Here's a message from your independent auto owner's insurance agents. Day Insurance, located on Milwaukee Avenue East, Fort Atkinson. If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you a discount on your auto insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so it's only fair to charge you less. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts. See your neighborhood Whitewater Auto Owners Insurance agents. Knudsen Insurance on North 1st Street and Binning and Dickens Insurance Services, located on West Center Street. Thank you for rating Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with the Auto Insurance Claims Experience 2 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. Go to jdpower.com for J.D. Power & Associates award information.
Career politicians have made a mess of this great state. Hi, folks. I'm Mark Newman, a conservative running for governor. I love Wisconsin. My first job was working on a farm where I learned conservative values. My family isn't in politics. My supporters aren't special interest groups in Madison and Milwaukee. I'm a business owner. I can see Wisconsin is in trouble, so I've written a business plan to turn Wisconsin around. It's not a 30-second soundbite. It's a real plan. It cuts spending by over $2 billion and repeals the Doyle tax increases. It creates 300,000 new Wisconsin jobs, and it shows how a Mark Newman administration will cut property taxes. It's similar to the plan we used 12 years ago when I was in Congress. I fought so hard to cut spending back then that my own Republican leaders kicked me off the Appropriations Committee. But I kept fighting. Others joined me. We balanced the budget and we passed the biggest tax cut in American history. Folks, this is Mark Newman. Now's our chance. This is the election. Let's choose a governor who will fight for Wisconsin's forgotten middle class. Paid for by Mark Newman for governor, Matt Newman treasurer.
This fan update is brought to you by Pottawatomie. Hit the jackpot with another exciting Brewers promotion. Come out for Stitch and Pitch night on Wednesday, August 11th as the Brewers take on the Diamondbacks. Tickets start at $24 and include a voucher that you can redeem that night for a special Brewers Stitch and Pitch bobblehead. For details or to purchase tickets, call 414-902-GAME. Stay tuned for other odds-on favorites. Brewers Baseball, presented by Pottawatomie.
Good morning. This is Michael Klisch. Two opposing political groups have filed a lawsuit against a new state rule on issue ads. The Government Accountability Board began enforcing the rule yesterday. It requires outside groups to say who paid for ads they run within 30 days of a primary and 60 days of a general election. The conservative Wisconsin Club for Growth and the liberal One Wisconsin Now both say the rule is unconstitutional because it limits their right to free speech. The U.S. Senate will soon vote on more federal stimulus funding for state Medicaid and education programs, and state officials say the funding is vital. Wisconsin could get another $185 million for Medicaid for the first half of next year. State Health Services Secretary Karen Timberlake says the state's Medicaid budget faces a possible deficit of $850 million that must be covered by next June. The first of three meetings in the 2010 Wisconsin Economic Summit series today in Appleton. Higher education and business leaders will discuss recommendations to lawmakers for improving the state's economy and increasing jobs. And the Powerball jackpot goes back to $20 million for Wednesday after a ticket sold in Louisiana won the $85 million prize Saturday night. This is Michael Klisch.
Here's a Southern Wisconsin Weather Eye forecast. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area during the midday and this afternoon, with an isolated chance for some showers and storms developing, with high temperatures around 87. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15. We'll then see a chance for some scattered showers and storms tonight, with a low at 72. We'll then head up to 87 Tuesday with partial sun and an isolated chance for showers and storms. Isolated showers and storms are possible early Tuesday night, followed by a low of 71. Highs rebound in the mid-80s Wednesday. I'm Paul Trombley on 940 WFAW.
And welcome back to Morning Magazine. Our next guest to talk about the St. Joseph Family Fair, which is coming up this weekend, in fact, starting Friday. We will let them introduce themselves, start with the unfortunate young woman who got stuck with these two guys.
I'm Jennifer Stafford, and I'm here to talk about the run walk going on this weekend.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bob Pizer, one of the co-chairmen of the Family Fair.
Oh, is that what you did last year?
Yeah, I was actually the I was the chairperson last year. I'm kind of stepping down. Trish Jonas is the chairperson.
Who's out doing a golf tournament today or something like that.
I
ran into her at the golf.
She's out golfing someplace. You know, that's great for a chairperson that can sit back and relax and let everybody else do the work.
Yeah, I've often, yeah, okay, moving right along.
And I'm Steve Holtz. I'm a community member.
And didn't I have all, except for the young lady here, you guys were on last year with Trish, right?
Yes, that's correct. We were here last year.
Okay. And, Friday night kicks off. Tell me about that.
Friday night, we're starting off at 4 o'clock at St. Joe's, starting with the our famous Knights of Columbus baked fish dinner. Remember, it's not deep fried, it's baked, so it's good for you.
And tasty.
And then we, and if the weather's nice and hot.
Knights of Columbus have always been interested in nutrition.
That is correct.
That and bingo.
Okay.
All right.
And then also we have the book nook that's going to be opening up at 4 o'clock, and also the beer garden will be open up. So we'll have the beer.
Book nook. What's that?
Book nook, it's like the used book sale.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have collector's books, other books that people can browse through and take a look at. So a lot of books, a lot of fun
to poke through, yeah.
Read, and actually where the book nook is that we have a little table set up for the sweet shop, and if you'd like to have a cup of coffee and a donut, you can sit down, read a book, and put it get another one, or if you enjoy it and stuff. So that'll be set up for them over there.
All right.
And later on, we are going to have the casino night as well on Friday night, so that's always a big hit.
I was at casino night.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Made out like a fat rat.
Well, good. Come back again. Try it.
Well, I'm a little afraid to. I did so well. Of course, then, you win and you get tickets and you put them in
the raffle prizes this year. Our big one, last year we had a 42-inch TV?
Big screen TV.
Big screen TV we had. This year we have a cruise, a vacation trip to Las Vegas
It'll be 3 nights, 4 days, airfare and hotel accommodations in Las Vegas. So that's the big prize for this year. And
you're not going to throw in seed money, huh?
No, you'll have to bring
your own. Better off that.
Yeah. I think the seed money will come from the casino itself just to see the people show up.
Yeah.
The nice thing about that is that's the regular. For $15, come in casino night, you get one raffle ticket, and that one raffle ticket can go in that bag. So everybody has a fair chance of winning that nice prize. So we'd like the people to come down. Casino night has always been a fun night. If you don't know how to play.
It is. Big crowd.
And
people get into it too.
Oh, sure.
They seem to think they're really gambling.
Well, they are gambling. They're gambling. We get the chips. You get extra money and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And people enjoy it. And then outside, we have the teen dance going on with Chris Shearer as a DJ outside. They got a lot of prizes this year. The food tent will be open for the kids. So we're kind of looking for the whole family to come down. The family have the fish dinner together. Parents go to casino night. Kids go over to the teen dance.
Which is what I did last year, Friday night. Everybody's had some fish, and then the kids loved that tent, and they liked that band. Of course, it was full of other kids, so, it was a
lot of kids
event.
From the area come down. It's kind of the gathering point for the first school. School's going to be starting at the end of the month or next month.
I'm sure that's what they were talking about.
About school starting.
Jeez.
Well, we had a good crowd. We had probably a couple hundred kids there last year, and they seemed to have a good time. So.
Yeah. That was. It was a terrific event. Well, after dinner, we just said goodbye to them and had to drag them out when we left.
last year was the whole festival. We were caught with the rain a lot, and that Friday night it was kind of misty. And still, there were still over 100-some kids out in the tent outside in the teen dance, which is pretty good.
Yeah, well, everything was protected.
They enjoyed it.
So, yeah. No, it was a fun evening.
It was.
Very much so.
For the family.
Yeah.
For the whole family come out, and they can do a lot of excitement and a lot of fun for the family. That's what it is, the family affair.
Yeah. Oh, is that why you... Never mind. And that's just the opener.
That's just the opening for Friday.
Saturday?
Saturday, we start off with Market Street. The vendors, that'll be inside the gym. That way it'll be, you could say cooler. It's yes. Air-conditioned inside, so they kind of like that. So we don't have to worry about weather. And then the farmer's market, Bookhook, sweet shops, all those. And then we start our big event is the Run Walk. And I'll let Jennifer talk about that.
Jennifer, what's that?
The Run Walk, we have a 5K Run Walk and a 10K Run. Those start at 9 a.m. And then we have a Bailey Kids Mile that starts at 9:45. Race day registration for all opens up at 8 o'clock. For the run, that registration closes at 8:45, and then for the mile, the kids' mile, that closes at 9:15.
So it's all the sign-up is done Saturday morning?
Yep. The pre-registration has closed. That closed as of August 1st.
Pre-registration got you, what, a T-shirt or something?
Yep. This year we have a couple of new things. We're doing technical colored T-shirts rather than the cotton T-shirts.
You're doing what?
The technical T-shirts.
So technical
those, yeah,
T-shirts.
Those are like those T-shirts that wick away the sweat. When you're
that
like
do
the
what?
Run the runner's T-shirts.
Obviously,
you know,
he
like
does not run.
The Nike or Adidas yeah. type T-shirt that yeah. aren't the cotton. So runners tend to like those quite a bit.
They do.
Yeah. So we're offering that this year. And it also, the pre-registration got you a guaranteed goodie bag with some coupons and different things in
mm-hmm.
it.
But that's gone, so.
Well, and we do have up to about 250 registrants guaranteed a T-shirt yet and a goodie bag. And
oh,
right
okay.
Now,
so you could still wind up.
You can. If you do race day registration, you can still get a T-shirt, still get a goodie bag. You're just not guaranteed the size.
So if you're thinking about it,
yep.
sign up now. Yeah.
Yep, definitely. A couple of new things this year. In addition, we have timing chips, which are basically the once you cross the finish line, your time automatically comes up. So runners tend to like those as well, rather than just a stopwatch timer. Little more accurate. So we're adding that this year, and we have a new thing called the Chicken Challenge.
The what?
We're having a chicken run the race. And not a real chicken, a person dressed up as a chicken. Actually,
thank
it
you.
Happens to be my husband.
he drew the short straw?
He did. Anyone who beats the chicken gets...
I mean, run faster
yeah,
or
yeah.
literally
no, well,
beat the
you
chicken?
You can do either, but no, anyone who runs faster than the chicken
I see. Okay.
gets free entry into next year's race.
Now, is he wearing big feet with claws on him? And stuff?
Well, I wanted him to wear a full chicken suit, and he protested because of, he said heat stroke. He could get heat stroke. So
give him one of those
yeah.
T-shirts.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. Couldn't you get him a chicken suit made out of that material? That
not, we were looking for it. No, we do. he'll be dressed up looking like a chicken. You'll be able to tell he's
he will
the
be
chicken.
A recognizable chicken.
He will be a recognizable chicken, yes. So come wearing your fast shoes and try to beat him. He'll be running the 5K race.
Now, is he an experienced runner?
He is. He's been training pretty hard, so it's
but he has been wearing a chicken suit?
Not while training. Yes.
So this is his first event in a chicken suit.
It is.
So he might be easy.
It could be easy to beat him. Yeah. Come out and try.
Yeah, and you can make fun of him when you walk when you go by him, you know. Nice suit, that
pictures.
Kind of stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
Lots of blackmail pictures.
Oh!
No.
You'll be on Facebook in the morning?
Yeah. Probably before the race is over.
So it should be a fun event this year. We're hoping for a lot of people to come out and try to beat him. And
The chicken or at least humiliate him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's going to be running the kids' mile as well with the kids.
Oh, is that fair?
Well, he's going to be trotting next to them. Any kids that beat him don't get free entry into next year.
Oh, okay.
So, but he's just going to run with them for fun.
Well, good.
He'll be tired after the 5K.
Oh, this is after.
This is after the 5K.
Yeah,
yep.
Good.
Yeah. Yep, 5K and 10K start at 9, and then
he might have even already succumbed to heat exhaustion by then. Yeah,
it
could be really easy to beat. But.
We'll have him fuel back up on fruit and Gatorade afterwards. We're offering that after the race. So
fruit and Gatorade.
Fruit and Gatorade.
I see the KSC put the menu together for you. Okay. And, again, you can sign up right now or right up to the
Nope, just race day now. So Saturday morning, day of the race.
You got some goodie bags and some T-shirts left over. If you want one, it's first come.
First come, first serve. So it opens up at 8 a.m.
8 o'clock would be the time to get there if you want to get the stuff.
Closer to 9 o'clock. So it closes at 8:45. So closer to 8:45, you know, we may be running low on supplies. Mm-hmm. But if you get there at 8 a.m., you have a better chance of getting one of the T-shirts in the size you'd like.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yeah. I got it. That's a great idea. Now, prizes for the winners? Or?
Yep, we do have awards for the first and second place, male and female. They get a trophy, and so that's overall. And then in each age group, divided by men and women, the first and second place get a medal. So
good.
Yep.
What's the medal say?
I think it's a medal they wear around.
Picture of a chicken on it?
I don't think the medals have chickens on
them. I beat the chicken?
The shirts have chickens on them, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'll have to see these shirts.
Fun. We should have music going on throughout the whole race. Chris Shear is going to be DJing, and we'll have music, and should be a good time.
Sounds fantastic. You also, during this time, the sweet shop and the... The Book
farmers,
Nook and the Farmer's Market. The Book Nook, is that all through the whole...
That'll be out throughout the whole weekend.
Until you run out of books, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't think we will. I think you could buy a book
Got
anytime.
A lot of them there,
yes.
There, yeah.
There'll be a lot of books there. And Market Day will also be going on. That's been really picking up over over the last few years. I believe there's 30 or 40 different vendors that'll be there this year, so that have already pre-registered for that. So, and there's arts and crafts and whatever through that. So that'll be a big hit. And the farmers market will be open as well. And we're really in the season this year with crops being a little earlier than normal. We should have a real good supply of vegetables.
Corn,
and
tomatoes, the stuff might not usually have quite yet.
And that has been a problem other years where we don't have a wide variety. But this year with things being
everything,
ahead of schedule.
Everything's there. Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised. And that's been available for weeks now.
Yes. Yes, I've got cucumbers upon cucumbers.
Yeah, I know. I'm in heaven with all this stuff. We should take a break. If you can hang on a second. You're listening to Morning Magazine. We're going to pause for a quick update on the weather. Partial sunshine developing later this afternoon with a slight chance for a shower or storm developing. Slight chance. And a high of 86 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight. Is chance for another shower down to 72. Partial sunshine early tomorrow. Then clearing. Another chance for a shower. And a high tomorrow of 87. 77 right now at WFAW.
Find out the latest in high school, collegiate, and professional sports on Sportsline. Every Saturday morning at 8:15 on 940 WFAW. Join Shane Sparks, along with his weekly guests, as they review the scores and preview the big matchups. Plus, your calls are always welcome. It's Sportsline, every Saturday morning at 8:15 on Jefferson County's News and Talk, 940 WFAW.
It's time for a WFAW community calendar brought to you by Daily Water Conditioning in Whitewater, offering a free checkup for any water softener, make, or model. See Daily Water for more information, serving Walworth County and beyond.
The Lake Mills Police Department invites you to their 4th annual National Night Out Against Crime event Tuesday, August 3rd at Lake Mills High School. Come by from 6 until 8:30 p.m. to watch the UW MedFlight helicopter land and take off, see EMS demonstrations, free health screenings, and much more, including free face wound painting, car seat checks, refreshments, and music. The event is free and open to everyone. Make sure to come to Lake Mills High School Tuesday, August 3rd from 6 until 8:30 p.m. for the National Night Out Against Crime.
This has been a community calendar on 940 WFAW, brought to you by Daily Water Conditioning. Get a free estimate on repairs and replacements, system evaluations, and water testing. Log on to dailywater.com for details. Better water daily with Daily Water.
Save energy. Save money. Save water.
It takes a lot of energy to pump and treat water. So this summer, try a few things to conserve. Mow lawns higher to preserve moisture in the soil. Use a barrel to collect rainwater for watering plants. And water your lawn in the early morning hours. Water is a limited resource, and saving now helps you and our future generations.
Funding for this message was provided by your local community water utility, the Wisconsin Rural Water Association, the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
And welcome back to Morning Magazine. We're talking about St. Joseph's Family Fair coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we got through till about noon on Saturday so far, didn't we? Or?
I think so. And right. In the afternoon, there is bingo at 1 o'clock, and that's always a big draw. That'll be outside in the beer tent.
Of course it is. You're Catholics.
Yes, that's right. Yes. We enjoy that. So that'll
casino night and bingo, two big things.
And then the big draw Saturday is the live band. We have Saddlebrook again this year. It was a country western, country rock type mm-hmm. band. Both a lead female and male vocalist. Do a lot of the up-to-date songs. Drew a nice crowd last year and hoping to have an even bigger crowd Saturday night. There will be some adult games going on there, some card games and the President's Game, the Big Six Wheel. So there'll be a couple things to do. We also have something new this year. It's a trash and treasure in a jar, it's called. That's a
in a jar?
Yes. We always have had trash and treasure, which was a big rummage sale type thing. That has kind of died down over the last few years because of the St. Vincent de Paul store. A lot of the donations go to the store. So
sure. Put a dent on the trash and treasure.
Yes, that's true. So this is a little bit different game that there will be prizes. You draw out a number, and then if you have it ends with a 7, a double 7, or a triple 7, you'll win different prizes. So that's a little something different this year. So that'll get us through Saturday, and then Sunday, of course, is a full day as well.
Indeed. And Mass won't interfere with it.
So it'll be time for Mass both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Everything on Sunday is going to start after Mass. The Mass is at 10, so at 11 o'clock, everything's kind of geared up. The chicken dinner will be starting off, and you'll...
World famous, that one.
World famous chicken. Yep. It's cooking right outside in the parking lot, and they're bringing it in so you can eat inside in an air-conditioned hall. So it's nice and comfortable. Corn on a cob, freshly picked, boiled right out there. They'll have that. The beer tent will be open. The food tent, the sweet shop will be open. Trash and treasure in a jar, the farmer's market, the adult games, children's games. We have the book nook will be on, religious goods and quilts, and all the other prizes will be in full swing by 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Get the balloon guy coming in?
The balloon guy's coming in to make balloons by the children's games. We do have the bounce house.
No.
Nope.
No. Nope, not this year. We're not doing the bounce house this year. It's it'll be face painting and this balloon guy, and plus the children's games are also going on Sunday. There'll be a... Oh, probably 15 or 20 different children's games that will be going on Sunday afternoon.
So a lot of activity. And then at noon, we have from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we got music by Remembering When. So he'll be entertaining over in the beer tent up to the drawing at 5 o'clock. And the drawing, the first prize is going to be you have your choice of ATV, a snowmobile, or $10,000 in cash. So you got three choices.
Not just a snowmobile, a 2010 Ski-Doo MXZ 600.
Yeah.
Yes, they're both the units are high-end units, and we decided to do something a little different this year. We had done a car before, but mm-hmm. $10,000 doesn't buy much of a car.
No.
So we had a low-end car or a high-end ATV or snowmobile, and Rob's Performance Sports has let us drag those around here, there, and everywhere to sell tickets, and he's been very helpful. And
they were down at the Brat Stand.
Yes, down at the Brat Stand this weekend.
The Carnival Days, as was St. Joe's.
And we were at the Farmer's Market on Saturday as well, and then out at Spring Creek for a golf outing with them as well. So we made a little route this weekend, and ticket sales have been good, so people are interested. They look very nice, and like I say, they're both high-end vehicles, and and if you're not into that, you know, I'm sure everybody can use a 10 grand cash. So, that's just a start. We have, you know, we've got about $20,000 worth of prizes. A lot of them donated from local businesses.
I had, they graciously offered me protection from the rain Friday. It started raining a little bit out
of
the broad stand, and so I had equipment that can't get wet, so I set my stuff up right beside the these machines. Mm-hmm. Impressive looking.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They look good.
They are on display at church on a property, so if you like to come down this week, take a look at them, or during the weekend, will be there on display so people can see actually the snowmobile and the ATV vehicles.
Or you can take $10,000 cash.
Or you can take $10,000 cash. And then we have, like I said, over $20,000 in prize money that will be given away, up to 18 prizes that will be given away. So there's a lot of prizes. We go through them all. You don't have to be present to win. We list all the people. We contact everybody that night, hopefully. The first place winner, the grand prize, will have a choice. And then we go on through the rest of the prizes. So it looks like it's going to be a fun weekend. A lot of activities for everybody to do from Friday through Sunday. And should be quite exciting as long as the weather stays nice and sunny.
Looking at some of these prizes, very interesting. Well, from Krieger, a diamond pendant, a lot of artwork on the list here.
Kind of changed up the prize package this year a little bit, and the artwork is an addition. Also, the half-day fishing trip on Lake Michigan is a new item that I'm hoping to win that myself, actually.
Wouldn't mind that one, no.
Fishing has been good on the lake, and that's one of the prizes as well. And, yes, as you mentioned, there's some artwork there, a lot of local donations. You mentioned Krieger Jewelry. There's also Jam Carpet, Jonas Office Supply, Ace Hardware, and Berge Jewelry. So we've had a lot of local support.
Indeed. Some great prizes. And now the tickets, where do you get them?
They can be purchased all weekend long at the fair. There'll be someone there selling tickets, $5 a piece or 5 for 20. We have plenty available. Good chance of winning something with so many prizes, and you know, it's and it all goes to worthwhile cause.
In the meantime, looks like half the people at St. Joe's are selling them.
Yeah, I would say that. Everybody
you
tries.
Can contact any parishioner or any parishioner. Well, will have
I didn't have to contact anybody. They've been hitting on me ever since Carnival days, but that's okay. That's good that they're doing that. This is a fundraiser. It's important for
the
church.
Our largest fundraiser for St. Joe's Church, and we need the community and we need the parishioners to partake in this. And this is a community fair that we like to see all the community come out, visit our church, and enjoy it. So, again, come out to St. Joseph Family Fair, August 6th, 7th, and 8th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
you,
Mike.
ABC News coming up.
940 WFAW Fort Atkinson with news on demand at 940WFAW.com.